A group advocating for a downtown community art space gathered at the historic Guelph Drill Hall building earlier this week to see what opportunities the vacant historic building has to offer. It was the first time members from the Guelph Center for Visual Art met, a group that envisions a dynamic and inclusive community art space at 72 Farquhar Street. "It's great to finally come together, to see the potential, and to see what possibilities await," said Mike Salisbury, chair of the Guelph CVA Working Group. "Since the very beginning when this group was first formed, it's been all about visual arts. Artists need a space focused on that." In June, the city called for potential user groups to step forward with ideas for uses for the former Drill Hall building. The deadline for submitting an expression of interest is September 26. Salisbury says creation of a community art space is long overdue. With the group's Instagram now reaching over 1,000 followers, Salisbury says many community members are showing their support for a dynamic and inclusive community art space. "This is a community-driven initiative and a decades-old, pent-up need. Part of the problem we faced were people who had just lost hope, saying that they are not going to bother getting excited about this anymore. People who had dream fatigue," Salisbury said. The Drill Hall was built in 1866 on the northeast corner of Windham and Farquhar Streets. It was initially used as a training facility for Guelph's voluntary militia, as well as to hold local agricultural shows. Through the years, it has also operated as a general community hall and was occupied by a variety of industrial uses. The designated heritage building has been vacant since 2006. Salisbury says the Heritage Building is a prime location that could potentially include accessible studio spaces and galleries. "Starting with the obvious, it is large space. It is also a large wooden barn with no parking in the middle of the downtown. But it is a space that is immediately connected in all ways but the automobile. So, it kind of gives us an opportunity to be a real leader," Salisbury said. "As part of the downtown, this building taps into the whole cultural vibe that is downtown, which in turn, plugs onto all other things including other events as well as our coffee shops and restaurants." Once a Guelph City Councilor, Salisbury says he is personally invested in seeing a community art space take shape in the city's core. "It was 10 years ago since I was part of the decision that required former owner, Metrolinx, to refurbish the old Drill Hall for community use. So, we took a stance as a heritage building, to preserve it and but turn it into something. Since then, it's gone through some flips and flops," he said. "Also, I quit politics to move full-time into artistic practice. This building can contribute to artistic sustainability. We need to connect with others. This is about having a place that is for like-minded individuals, people moving in a creative direction." The Guelph Center for Visual Art was established to respond to an opportunity to partner with the City of Guelph in the restoration and reuse of the Drill Hall in downtown Guelph. The group envisions the space will offer accessible studio spaces, galleries, resources, and workshops to empower Guelph visual artists. According to the Guelph Center for Visual Art, the high ceilings, expansive open floor area, and natural lighting of this 14,000 square ft. facility offers a perfect environment to contribute to the growth and sustainability of Guelph's visual arts community. Janine Smith is an inspiring artist and member of the Guelph Center for Visual Art. "This is a perfect space for an art center. There's an opportunity to bring so many people together, artists, teachers, community leaders, increase the tourism in the city, make use of a structure that is here and has been empty for the last 30 years," Smith said. "It's time for this building to have its new purpose." Victoria Coates from Guelph says she understands both sides of the fence. "I understand why space is difficult to come by, and I also understand the frustration from artists trying to acquire space," Coates said. "And also, this is deeply personal for me. My family has a history of working to beautify downtown Guelph. My mother was chair of the River Run Building Committee, my father did the design for the square. So, for me, the opportunity to bring all of those pieces together, I would regret not taking the opportunity to be a part of this." Coates says the drill hall is an incredibly desirable location. Being downtown and close to transit, it can offer a variety of tourism opportunities. To see this building and the potential for it as a tourist destination, it is absolutely awesome. And to see the way that the light moves through this space, this is an opportunity for people to come and see artists create here, and in a space that has so much history, Coates said. To think how many different people have been here, from manufacturers, to militia, and to connect all of that into the future, what a legacy this can be for the community and for the city. After the proposal submission deadline, city staff will review ideas and select or recommend to council the best applicants, based on financial viability, community impact and overall feasibility of proposed concepts for use of the property.